Yannick Nezet-Séguin, you've created a playlist for animals.
Yes, basically easy actually to do for me, because I have music playing at home all the time for my cats when I'm not there. And of course, there's music playing when I'm there too. So they always have music, and they always had, and I always had cats. So for me, it's a given that cats love classical music. And I realized when I talked with some cat owners and I got in touch with the Pennsylvania SPCA, that these cats, when they're there in the shelter and they're just waiting for adoption, that probably having some classical music will help them have a more quality time there, and as a result become more calm and peaceful more easily adopted. So this is for their quality of life. And I quite easily selected some pieces because they are what my cats prefer.
Such as? Well, tell us about your cats.
So one cat that's no longer with us, unfortunately passed, but it was my first cat, really, on my own, was called Parsifal. And after Wagner's opera. So, of course, he loved big operatic moments. And so Parsifal is on the playlist. I also had a couple, Mélisande and Pélias. So Pélias and Mélisande by Debussy. And Pélias also is no longer with us, but he loved Debussy music. So there's a lot of piano music from Debussy. Also string quartets, because Pierre plays the viola. So, of course, my cats are used to string music. Mélisande is still alive though, and she likes Mozart especially. She likes when something is a little more refined and elegant. So there's a Marriage of Figaro in the playlist. Some Bruckner symphonies too, because all my cats love big symphonies. They love when it's actually full and rich sound. There's, of course, some Philadelphia Orchestra recordings, the Mahler 5, Stravinsky Rite of Spring, when I want the cats to have a bit more action. There's a lot of napping music for the cats too, like Chopin Nocturnes, which I used to play on the piano. And nowadays there's Rodolfo, one of my cats, who is loves to sing himself, so he loves also operatic music. I put some Jennifer Higdon in the playlist because Jennifer loves pets, loves cats. I put some Nico Muley because he has a dog and I like his music. So it's a very personal playlist with friends and human friends and furry friends.
What's their response to the music?
The response is very interesting. It's usually very calming, but it's also sometimes I can see them listening. They're not really they have their eyes closed, but the ears are still perked up. They don't sleep. They're really actively listening. And I feel that this is something that just nourishes them the same way as it does for us. And music, my opinion is that music is a part of a certain harmony in the world, and that animals are part of this greater harmony, and they should be treated the same way.
Well, what a wonderful idea to share this with the rest of the world. Thank you so much, Yannick Nezet-Séguin.
Thank you, and hopefully it's going to help pets all around Philadelphia and Pennsylvania have a great time.
What was your experience when you went to the shelter?
Lovely animals, lovely people taking care of them, and I think it couldn't be a better way for helping those animals finding their forever homes. And if it weren't that I already have three cats, I would have come out of that visit with two more. But hey, I will go and visit again, and maybe I'm going to adopt some more.
Great. Thank you so much.